the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Hey, it's half past 9 o'clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila. What?
We are here for Pop Clips today.
Oh, that's why I showed up. I don't know why you showed up.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to start things off with a young woman, a pretty old young woman.
I don't know what that means.
When you listen, you're going to think it's a little girl, but it's not. And she
seems to be about in like in her 30s.
She had tickets to the Bangers tour, the Miley Cyrus tour in Charlotte.
Oh my God, that sounds so hot. Bangers.
And what happened was the concert was canceled because Miley Cyrus was sick.
Did you know when she goes on tour in Nebraska, it's a cocksucking tour?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they call it. Come on in. C-U-M come.
NBC was on the scene at the arena where they get the reaction of this woman who is very upset
but
by
the cancellation. But I don't understand why they were there.
Because it was a last-minute cancellation. She was probably there like, you know, a couple hours before.
I guess.
People hang out. You know, people are just always hanging out.
Yeah, I know, but why would the news need to be there?
Probably like
it was
next
canceled,
door.
Huh?
I don't know. Let's listen.
How are you feeling right now?
Yeah, she's pretty sad. I really wanted to see it really bad.
Can you tell that's fake fucking crying? You're a fucking grown-ass woman. She's in her 30s, and she's pretending to cry for the news because she wanted to see a Miley Cyrus concert. Go home and give her a fucking smack in her fat-ass face.
No,
that is fake. That was fucking fake.
Yeah, what do you know about fake crying?
I fake cry every day. I'm an expert. I know. I know real crying when I see it. I cry, make people cry. My life is nothing but tears. Please.
All right. Up next, I'm not going to play this whole thing. It's a few seconds. I don't know if you people know this who are listening. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. But there are insanely, we won't call them famous, but successful people on Vine, which is why we got ourselves a Vine, and on YouTube and all this. People with millions, I mean millions of followers.
Literally, some guy might have 4 million followers or a video that's seen millions of, you know, had millions of views.
This particular person, his name is Princess Lauren, and she's a somewhat attractive lady from somewhere in
the
U.S.
She's cute. I don't know how old she is. I can't tell.
And all she does is put up Vines, and she's become very famous. Her Vine profile has over 2.5 million followers. And she's got 78,000 subscribers on YouTube. She's new to YouTube. And this is one of her YouTube videos. It's called A Long Rant About Being Short.
And if you listen to it, you'll see why millions of people
Mark and I are angry because there's just all these people who are...
Nothings.
They don't have any talent.
There's
they're not
nothing
funny.
There.
They're not really interesting, but somehow millions of dumb teenagers follow them and love them.
They put out videos that aren't funny, aren't interesting. They're doing nothing. They push record and they fucking blab. Meanwhile, millions of people need to see it. So I don't know. I don't get it.
So she's moving her. Well, she's not moving, but she's also doing some YouTube videos now. This one came out a couple months ago. And it's a long rent.
She wants to become a cam girl and get a lot of followers. That I understand.
That makes sense. She's never nude.
Yeah. Hello.
I'm never not nude.
This video is going to be to discuss how hard it is living as a tiny member of society. I don't know how tall I am exactly. I think I'm like 5'1", 5'2".
Try measuring.
I don't even measure myself.
Well, do it.
Because it makes me sad to see that I'm so
small. Okay, one,
it's like
that's
really
bullshit.
That
no one gives a fuck if a chick is short.
It's like, what?
If you're a short chick, you can date a tall dude. You can date a short dude.
You can date a midget.
You're fine. No one cares.
If
you're a short guy, now you're limited. I can't date tall girls.
I can only date short chicks. You really got to understand about being a short person. And it's that you are at armpit level with the entire world. Everyone's here. Their head is here. Your head's here. My shoulders are here. Their shoulders are there. Meaning that their armpits are there. My nose.
Do you see what I'm saying?
As you can see,
not funny, not interesting.
People are at constant armpit level with the world.
But she believes the hype. She believes her own hype.
That she's good?
Yeah, she's really
interesting. I'm sure she does.
We always, if I had 1 million followers, I'd think, I mean, we think we're hot shit now.
I guess. I mean, we always talk about hot girl syndrome. I mean, she's not super hot. She's pretty attractive.
She's got what you call the popular YouTube or popular Viner syndrome.
Yeah, there's some kind of weird internet thing going on.
And there's a lot of
it's running rampant.
You know, hundreds of these people.
I know. I don't.
And a lot of them make money because they get money from YouTube and stuff. I don't know if Vine gives. If she can get money from Vine though.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
Because there's no ads or anything.
They'll figure something out.
But I don't know. Next up, this is a clip from the Rock and Roll Prophetess. And she wants to tell you that if you're a child who happens to be psychic, don't be scared. It's okay. Because she knows, because she was one.
Hello, everyone. This is Vicky Verley, the Rock and Roll Prophetess. And today we're going to talk a little bit about
psychic asshole.
Children.
I think you're just a fucking prophet.
And the reason I know so much about
there's no female. There's no gender to prophet. I'm a prophetess.
I thought we were getting rid of female and male.
It's fucking okay. Prophet. It's not a gender, based
okay.
word.
And everything is okay.
Prophetess.
There's nothing to fear about this.
Am I a propheter?
You know, people
I'm a prophet. I'm a male prophet. I'm a propheter.
People are afraid of it. There's nothing to fear.
There's nothing to fear about made-up shit.
You are a psychic child.
So it's fine. Don't worry.
Know that you are in charge of your own body. You're in charge of your own being, just like you're in charge of your own physical body.
You're actually, when you're a kid, you're not in charge of your own body or your physical being. You have something called parents.
If you feel right, then don't go there. I mean, it's that simple, and you don't have to go there. You're not just, don't throw yourself out there just raw and let any kind of energy come.
Is she talking about having sex without condoms?
I think so.
A little inappropriate. Talking to kids.
One of the first things I've seen.
Shitty sound,
TV
too.
Show. I only watched it once.
She's in an Apollo room.
They had all these
sounds like she's sitting next to a waterfall.
And they put them in a haunted house. And I think that's going to be the worst
haunted house.
Thing that you could ever do.
Yeah, that's horrible. You put a psychic kid in a haunted house.
And I don't like going in.
Because you have to expect him to start acting?
Stop clapping. And then I said to him.
These earthbound spirits. And these spirits are earthbound often because.
Oh my god.
Could you stand to be around someone so fucking just out of it with all the ghost and spirit shit? Like, if that was like, let's say your sister's a nutcase and she just talked about that all the time, would you stop hanging around your sister?
I would. I don't hang out with my sister as it is, but.
Don't hurt the poor girl's feelings.
Hey, there is a couple comments on this video, and one, and most of them are bullshit, but one of them is, you are awesome. I was a psychic as a kid, and my parents dubbed me an ADHD and put me on medicine and told me I was crazy, seeing things, hearing voices, and I was taught to ignore it. Is it possible to gain my gifts back?
Oh, you know what? I think your parents were right, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're crazy.
So get this. I don't know when the fuck this video is from, but some dude had a girlfriend, and she went to the bathroom one day, and she didn't come out for 2 years.
So...
It didn't seem to bother her much. Obviously, he gave her food and stuff.
Yeah, so the guy had neighbors, but they never knew that anyone else actually lived there with him, because for years, all they ever seen was him. All right, go ahead.
Disturbing that something like this could happen.
It is tragic.
I was literally amazed, shocked, and shocked.
John and Sally Mock lived just feet away from this mobile home.
We were shocked, and we didn't know
I'm
that's
shocked
where
now.
It happened.
The Mocks now know that according to the Ness County Sheriff's Department, late last month, police received a call from the owner of this mobile home saying his girlfriend needed help.
That's what I do.
When police arrived, they found a 35-year-old woman stuck on the toilet.
Sure, she's a real
beauty. But she wasn't tied or bound. Instead, police say she had sat on the toilet for what could have been more than a month, causing her muscles and legs to form around the seat.
All right.
Investigators also believe she hadn't left the bathroom for more than 2 years.
I mean, I've never even seen a female there.
Sally Mack,
but the Mocks say they've seen the boyfriend
often. The crazy
often.
Thing is,
he seems to be a real nice person.
You hear about that shit more and more. It's like a lady stuck to her sofa for
now
years.
Investigators are wondering why it took 2 years for him to help out his girlfriend.
It was
girlfriend.
A shame that he had a really fat girlfriend stuck to a toilet.
Much sooner.
I mean, how
because
gross had
she
been
to
begin
so
with?
Had to had to break off the toilet seat.
It's not like I have this really hot-ass girlfriend, and she got stuck to the toilet because she's so tiny.
And say if they would have known,
and then so I just let her grow into it.
It's disturbing that something like this could happen.
Yeah, it sure is.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there's no way she was some skinny... I mean, okay. I can't stick to the toilet.
There's a gross chick. I don't know how you get stuck to the toilet. Okay, let's say she was, like, constipated, so she was on there for a while. And then, I don't know, a couple hours later, her legs are all numb. And, you know, that happens. And then apparently the boyfriend didn't feel like giving her a hand and getting her up. So he's like, fuck it. Just stay there. Better off anyway.
So does he just go in there and throw some food in there? And you know, the thing where is he going to the bathroom?
Yeah.
He must be going, like, in a sink or something.
Taking a shit in a sink?
There's lots of this story that they don't tell you in the news.
You know what? And he wasn't mistreating her because they would have played that up. The way they played it in the report was... he just had a girlfriend that was stuck on the toilet. Yeah, he's a normal guy.
He went to get groceries.
He didn't do anything wrong. She was just stuck on the toilet.
Went to the movies, came back and told her about it. Like, oh, you never saw it? You never guessed what I saw it?
Transformers 2. Way better than 1. Mm. Now, let me give you the storyline.
I think Transformers 2 is way worse than 1.
Yeah, whatever. It's his opinion, man. Who are you to judge?
Yeah, who am I to judge a guy with a woman stuck to the bathroom?
But wait a minute. Do you think they were still having relations?
Well, I don't know. They could have maybe jerked off on her, but I mean, how sexy is that?
Well, listen, she's sitting on the toilet all the time, so whenever he feels like it, he just walks right up, and she's at blowjob level.
I suppose.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of the perfect setup. I don't know if I'll perfect turn crime, really.
Next up, we have a very famous singer. Her name's Kathy Mae 15, and the story behind this is, I believe, and this is just all conjecture on my part, but she had a YouTube page, and she posted a bunch of her songs of her singing along to karaoke. And she apparently got a lot of complaints and goofing on.
You suck, you bitch.
Yeah. So she took everything down, but the people who goofed on her decided that they loved it.
Oh, you think you're off the fucking hook?
And they took the videos, and they re-uploaded them, and I don't know if she knows or not. But this
she may not know.
Her rendition of Don't Stop Believing by Journey. Everyone's favorite.
You gotta watch the videos. There's a little, you know, the visual component.
She's a little bit squirrely.
Yeah, you can tell. Like, if you see her, she's a little off.
She winks at you too before she starts singing.
She twitches a lot of facial tics.
Just a small town girl.
I'm kind of guessing.
In love with her?
She's all right. But I think there's like some kind of Asperger's, or there's something going on.
Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit.
He and she took can keep a tune, obviously. He took the midnight
train going anywhere.
Taking a drink or something.
You know what? I'm wondering, who are the assholes who just decided her torture wasn't done yet?
You're not done being tortured yet. What are you thinking, Kathy Mae?
I mean, she's a weird chick. She enjoys singing. So she put their videos up, and, you know, everyone ripped her a new asshole. So she took her stuff down. Like, listen, I don't want to be abused, so I'm taking my stuff down. And they said, ho, not so fast.
Strangers waiting. Up and down the
You know what? I mean, the world is pretty much just full of weird people. But I say, leave everyone alone. Yeah, so you're fucking weird, man.
Streetlight people living just to find emotion.
Yeah, she's a horrible singer. What do you mean?
Somewhere in the night.
She actually sounds like you singing.
Me and Kathy, you know, we're soulmates, really.
I don't know why you couldn't say Kathy. It sounded like you said Kathleen.
Kathleen.
Working hard to get my fill. Everybody wants a thrill.
It's like she's trying to sing.
Well, yeah. She can't sing, man.
One more time. Some will win, some will lose. Some were born to sing the blues.
I'm fucked up there.
Oh, the movie never ends. It goes on.
She's reading the lyrics.
I know. She kind of couldn't keep up with it, too.
Strangers.
Let it get ahead of
waiting.
Her.
Waiting. Up and down the boulevard.
All right.
Anyway, so
get the girl a fucking break.
She went to Facebook, where, you know, it's a closed thing, and She started to talk to her friends, but guess what? They stole that and put it on Facebook, too.
Hello, people. It's KathyMay15 here. How are ya? Hey, I'm seeing all your supports right here on Facebook. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the, if it's an accent people. Or what, but yeah, there's something weird going on.
Sorry, it's bad quality. So, yep, I'm back. Finally back. I'm gonna stay on Facebook. But,
all right. Okay.
Not YouTube. Oh. I'm not going back on YouTube. That's too
Everyone's
global,
mean
you know
on
mean.
YouTube.
It's too global, Mark.
No, what she means is everyone's a lot meaner on so, YouTube. She's kind of controlling.
Can you wait to message your friends till after your video?
I know. Anywho's, fucking clacking.
I'm gonna sing. I'm gonna continue singing, and I'll just post it on Facebook.
Yeah. I mean, she has a lot more control over who's seeing her shit on Facebook.
This is a message to all the fans. Thank you very much for your support and everything. I'm very, very grateful. Very, very grateful.
You know what it is? Her fans are all old people, and they don't enjoy her music, but they're like,
"Oh,
leave the poor girl alone. She's fine."
Like, I don't care if I'm off key or anything like that. I have my own voice. Come on. No one, you can't expect me to sing just like the big stars, right?
Just like.
You have your own voice for a reason.
Actually,
sing
no.
Sing at your own tone. Sing at anything.
No, that's not actually not how it works.
People who want to sing as well, just
She's making a lot of sense, Mark.
We all... There are something called tones.
Come face me at school, even. Come on. You guys
and,
have guts.
And you can sing like in a
G. Don't care
what
people think.
What are the chords?
Don't come
the tones?
Up to me and
like
say
A through G?
Fans e? And stuff like
yeah,
that. Then
something like that?
Not real fans
you know
music.
I don't know.
A through G.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, you kind of have to go with those.
Not forcing you. But you just got to understand.
That's what I say to the ladies.
People are
Listen,
really
I'm not forcing
honest.
You, but you gotta understand, okay?
All right.
She done? Hello?
So, yeah.
Three letters.
Anywho's,
I bet she,
this
she typed
for
yes.
All you haters.
Fuck you!
I am beautiful, no matter what they say. Yes, words can bring me down.
You know, it would actually sound better with
I
the music.
I am beautiful in every
just you doing
single
karaoke
way.
Version.
It's like karaoke.
Yes, words
Acapella.
Can
oh,
bring
yeah,
me
right.
down. No,
Sorry.
No.
So yeah, we love KathyMay15.
Yeah, she's fine. I wouldn't go that far.
So I don't know.
Love.
Speaking of crazy people, there was a great famous episode of Judge Judy. Where a woman's mad that her Tupperware was taken away by her roommate.
And she took someone to court over it. So
Judge Judy's court.
Judge Judy.
Take it from me. It's hard enough to live with someone you love.
It's true.
Be careful who you choose as a roommate.
Just it's got a soundtrack. Count in the matter of Roy versus Zemeas. Party, you're welcome. Have been sworn in.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Judge Judy.
Didn't hear her
Ms.
say
Roy,
thank you.
According to your complaint, you rented a room in defendant's home.
Yes.
When did you rent the room?
From January until May.
And what was your monthly rent?
$500.
Speaking of squirrely looking broad, this could be Kathy May in like 20 years.
You know
was
what
it
though?
May that you had an argument.
You fucking, a one you room to rent a room is $500.
Yeah, well, yeah, I was to
you stay there till June.
Expensive as hell.
Yeah,
you had an argument over Tupperware.
But you can leave the room, I think.
As a result of that argument, you say you were
You're
assaulted,
not a full roommate.
Given an eviction notice, forced
yeah,
to move.
But you probably use the kitchen.
You want the defendant to pay you for the assault, pro rata for the rent, because you had already paid June's rent, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
Your moving expenses.
Moving expenses?
You wanted to pay $1,543.
Well, some people have
Let's
to, you know, pay money.
When in June did you have this argument?
Rental truck.
June 6th.
Tell me about the argument.
Well, the morning of June 6th,
That's why they don't own
up,
anything.
And I had been looking for my Tupperware throughout that week. And
what Tupperware?
This Tupperware right here.
She brought some Tupperware into the courtroom.
Exhibit A.
Those two pieces.
Yes. So throughout the week and in the morning before work and everything, that's when I had time to ask her. So on June 6th, I knocked on her door and she said, you know, come on in. And I said, hey, Nicole, you know, have you seen my Tupperware? And she
you know,
said,
stealing Tupperware
no,
is a,
you know,
is a big offense
into,
when you're living together.
You know, You know, Corinne, I need to stop condensing your food down into smaller containers in the refrigerator. And this was the third time that I had asked her for my Tupperware, and she was changing the subject when two other times...
Yeah, she was getting a little evasive.
And where she was something directing was me, up. They weren't there. Like, the first time I asked her...
I'm not interested.
Okay. So I said, look, if I don't get my Tupperware back, I'll just take it off my rent. And she said, well, don't you dare. And she threw her blankets off her, with which every morning...
I just hear Harry snatch.
Yes.
Well, she sleeps in the nude, yeah. My question. Huge titties.
You went into her bedroom to ask for those two pieces of Tupperware?
Yes, for the first
And she was in bed?
Yes.
Go ahead. So she threw her blankets off.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
But, you know, every other
morning... Just answer the question. Okay. Tell me. She threw her blankets off and said what?
Don't you dare, you know, and she threw her blankets off and she ran to the door and slammed it open. She said, I ate it! And she stormed into the kitchen. And I followed her and she opened her Tupperware cupboard and...
How much Tupperware do you have? You have a whole fucking cupboard full of it.
She's probably one of those party hosts.
Okay, go ahead. So she...
And threw all of her Tupperware on me.
She didn't throw all of her Tupperware on
me. Yes, she did.
She was buried in Tupperware.
You're standing there, so what you're telling me, she took out each piece of Tupperware from the cupboard and threw it at you?
No, she has a Tupperware cupboard, and she put her arm on one end of that Tupperware cupboard and with all of her force threw it on me, and I was standing behind
all of her considerable force.
Is that the assault you're talking about?
No, and there was one
other. She's like a 70-year-old woman.
Is that the assault that you're talking about?
That's one of them, yes.
And when was the other one?
Then she kept standing there and screaming, you know, how dare you, and don't you dare, don't you even dare, Corinne, shame on you, shame on you.
Shh, listen to me.
Like this.
I hear you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, this is what she was yelling at
me. Go
ahead. Yeah, and I said, you know, Cole, you said you were going to take care of my Tupperware, and and on Sunday
your
maid came,
word.
And I haven't seen
your
it since.
Word.
And she said, there's your answer, Corinne. Look in that cupboard there. Look in that one. And I go over there. And I open it up, and it's kind of on the ground, so I kneel down, and there's my Tupperware, and I grab it. And when I'm down...
It's actually the floor. Ground is
she's
outside.
She's leaning her whole body into me, pointing her finger in my face. How dare you? Don't you even dare. Shame on you. That's it. I want you out of here. And she hit my head with her finger. She
oh, my God.
Her weight.
A concussion.
On me.
Next. Yeah. So what happened next?
Cracked
so then
the
I got
shit
up,
out of me.
And I'm just, like, backing away. I'm, like, backing away. I'm walking out of the kitchen, you know. And she threw her hand up. Damn you. You know, how can you do this? And that's it, Corinne. I want you out of here in 30 days. And I'm standing there, and we're standing in front of Anna now, okay? And I said, good. And Anna stood up and said, hey, and looking directly at me, and said, hey, hey, the babies, as she's looking at me. And I had not said anything through this whole entire time.
What did she say?
The babies.
I don't know the what babies. The fuck she's talking about.
Hey, quiet. What happened next?
Well,
you went to work.
As Anna was
you
saying.
You went to work?
Yeah, I went to work.
And what happened when you came home?
How could you go to work when you don't have your Tupperware?
I know.
In my room.
And what did the letter say?
It said, because of your histrionics and verbal assault this morning, Anna and I agreed that for the sake of the daycare children, you are to leave the premises as soon as possible. I am hereby giving you a 14-day notice.
Okay. You don't deny writing that note?
No.
No. Good. Where did you come to a 14-day notice?
In my contract, Your Honor, I have it's a month-to-month lease.
Yeah, so there's usually a 30-day notice.
Right, and...
so, yeah, crazy people losing their
Tupperware. All right, yeah, I mean, you know, listen to the whole fucking thing. Why is everyone crazy lately?
Listen.
Like, everyone's fucking
you know what,
nuts.
Though? As long as they're not near me, those kind of crazy people, they're entertaining.
I mean, yeah, I really don't give a fuck. I mean, you're right. As long as they're not in contact with you, you just see them around and, oh, how funny it is. But unfortunately, they will come in contact with you at some point, and you're going to have to deal with the insanity that's out there that we can't do anything about. Fucked up people have fucked up kids, and we got to pump up the fucking jam.
Yes.
Technotronic.
We're going way back to 1990. Yeah.
I wasn't even born yet when this shit came out, but, I mean, I've heard of it subsequently.
Where's Kathy to sing along? While your feet are stumping and the jam is pumping. Look ahead, the crowd is jumping.
Yeah.
Pump it up a little more. Get the party going on the dance floor. See, cause that's where
I need a remix version. Modernize it.
The 90s had a lot of people singing about the dance floor and dancing and, you know.
People are doing that now, too.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Well, dance music has a lot of talking about
dancing. I mean, just
because
dance music doesn't mean you have to sing about dancing. Gonna dance.
You know what? I appreciate it because I have a sexual soundtrack, and every song is about fucking.
True. I've heard it. I think
I play it for you. I mean, it's not me coming on to you, but I mean, you know, I like it.
I guess if you're interested in dancing, you don't want to be, you know, you want to get your mind off things, so you don't want to have lyrics that make you think, right?
I try not to think like all day. Because life is horrible. I don't know if you know that, but it's fucking misery. It's torture. So if I could just think about my booty on the dance floor for 5 minutes out of the day, it's a treat.
This really reminds me of 8th grade activity night, all the girls dancing.
Oh yeah, oh my god, I could imagine girls in 8th grade
standing in the corner,
fucking tight bodies. Oh,
I don't know, they didn't seem all that, they're not like girls today, back then. Anyway, they're all standing in the corner, not dancing, fun.
Sometimes I go to the high school now and just watch them.
Why don't you go to hotshotwizkids.com,
I just picture the pump high school it up. Girls.
And write letters of complaint to Mark.
Twitter, YouTube, possibly Vine. You want to send me some pics? Hotshotwizkids@gmail.com. Some letters, you know. Hey, you gonna do a little bit of Easter shopping? Or did Easter happen already?
Nah, it's still coming.
Still coming up. I never know when it is. Hey, Amazon, go through our link. You know what you do? You go through our link. Then you bookmark that. That way, whenever you go to Amazon, it's always through us. That's
listen
what
to man. He's right. He's right for a change.
I do it all the time, man.
All right.
Check out the rest of the week. Pump up the jam.